last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Gowder, we had Shane Ross fulminating about the Bank of Ireland purchase of Davy Stockbrokers for potentially more than €600 million earlier on the programme. What do you make of the deal?
Evening, Matt. Well, I spoke to a number of shareholders in Davy today, people who aren't part of the Davy 16, so I should say that, and they are ex-Davy employees. But one person said to me, it was, and I quote, an unbelievable deal. I don't think anybody, when the forced sale of Davy Stockbrokers happened or began back in March, would have thought the company would have fetched a price tag when you include everything that will happen over the next couple of years, because it will take some time before all of the cash is paid over to the shareholders. I don't think anybody thought the purchase price would add up to a total of €605 million. And the reason why it is going for such a high price, Matt, is, let's be honest, that fine of €4 million is pretty much insignificant to a company the size of Davy. It was disclosed today, Matt, that last year, 2020, which we know was a difficult year for the Irish and global economy, it was an extremely profitable year for Davy Stockbrokers, €32.8 million. And that's why Bank of Ireland and others are ponying up so much money to get their hands on this company. For Bank of Ireland, they're not taking over all of Davy. There's a part of it. Davy Global Fund Management is going off to another company. There's another bit of it being sold elsewhere as well. But what Bank of Ireland are getting is an extremely well-run company. They're getting an extremely profitable company, and they are getting into parts of a business which they really want to make money out of: wealth management. So managing the money of big institutional funds, managing the money of high rollers, managing pensions money out there, also getting their hands on its capital markets business. So raising money for companies. Indeed, Bank of Ireland is one of Davy's clients. It is the stockbroker to the majority of Irish listed companies. It's got a growing business outside of Ireland in the UK as well. So despite all of the furore, despite all of the outrage and the white hot heat and the government dropping Davy as a client earlier on this year, what they have done is crystallise an awful lot of money for a lot of senior executives, some of whom, Matt, I've reported this in the last while as well. There was an awful lot of people outside of Davy Stockbrokers who were shareholders, a lot of former employees who have been looking to sometime crystallise that money. And I think today, if you were to say to them that you were getting €605 million, I think a couple of months ago, many of them would have thought they'd have barely got half of that.
And one other thing in relation to it as well, there was an independent report done by a company, Alvarez & Marshall, into behaviour at Davy. And I think this is something that Bank of Ireland, I'd imagine, will have to deal with when it takes ownership of Davy, that what's described as a small number of individuals engaged in high levels of trading in shares and other securities. So that would sound like that, as well as looking after their clients, they were looking after themselves.
Yep. And look, let's be honest, Shane Ross alluded to this earlier on. You are dealing with very well-paid people, people who have large, they've got discretionary bonuses. They've got a lot of cash coming in, Matt, and they are taking part in deals because, of course, they're seeing their clients make money. And perhaps they're thinking, we should have a piece of this too. We're putting together transactions. Should we be getting involved? Once you have the right checks and balances in place, sometimes that can be fine. What didn't happen in the infamous now bond transaction, of course, there was a massive conflict of interest. What this report found was there was a danger in other transactions of a conflict of interest, and there should have been tighter controls and scrutiny of transactions. I don't think there was anything in this report which would have derailed that Bank of Ireland deal today, because, of course, as you said, they would have been looking at this. Is there anything else that could have come back to haunt Davy under Bank of Ireland ownership? And there doesn't appear to be. Should also just point out, Matt, I think as well, if I were the Department of Finance and the Central Bank of Ireland, I would be very happy at this outcome today, because they will probably not have to worry about anything now about Davy Stockbrokers. It's going to a well-capitalised bank. So from the point of view of the regulators, they'll be very happy with this, that you're not going to have to worry about a risky buyer taking on the company or financial buyer who had an incentive to perhaps maximise the profits as quickly as possible.
Briefly, Ian, tell us about the ISME survey, which suggests 6 out of 10 small firms are still receiving some form of financial support from the government.
Yeah, 62% of firms today by Davy receiving some sort of government support, most of them using the temporary wage subsidy scheme. Almost double the number of firms using the COVID restriction support scheme, which pays a company part of their turnover. And because ISME represents an awful lot of self-employed people out there as well today, an awful lot of their, one in five almost, 19% of the companies they surveyed, people claiming the pandemic unemployment payment. Interesting, Matt, most of the businesses surveyed by ISME do expect to survive the COVID crisis. 82% are confident that they will see through the next 6 months, and just 1% believe that their business is at risk. And I suppose, given all the money the government are throwing at companies out there, very few people actually using the banks right now. So I think it's just 13% of companies surveyed by ISME are looking to raise money by going to their financial institution.
Okay. And one last one, and this is an interesting one. All of the reports, and I think a lot of them have been in the Business Post recently, about electricity demand pushing supplies to their limit. I believe the IDEA Ireland is saying that this is causing concern to multinationals located in the country.
Yes, the IDEA have written to the energy regulator following those amber alerts about the dangers of the power grid being overwhelmed because of data centres and other things. Well, the IDEA said these alerts are causing disquiet in the foreign direct investment community. Multinationals say that Ireland's stable energy grid is one of the reasons why they come here, and that these repeated references to data centres possibly overwhelming the electricity grid are causing considerable reputational damage for Ireland. And a lot of these companies, the energy regulator is saying, for all of these data centres, well, if you want to build them in Ireland, put your own power station on these sites and fuel them by gas or whatever it is. However, the IDEA is saying, well, a lot of the companies that come here, they want to support them by green energy and don't want to be associated with fossil fuels. Well, you're meeting an irresistible force and an immovable object there. If you can't afford, if you can't put power on the grid, well, therefore, what's going to happen, Matt?
Thank you very much, Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.